Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here we go. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Here's Woolchuck with all your baseball news.
All right, if you missed it, this is pretty heartbreaking news, but yes, Nathan Eovaldi's likely done for the season with a rotator cuff.
How so?
Yep, rotator cuff strain, as Chris Young told us earlier today. If the Rangers were to make a deep run into the postseason, which, look, if you don't have Evo, let's be honest, that's not happening, all right? But he does have a 1.73 ERA. He has certainly had one of the best seasons in the history of Texas Rangers baseball for a pitcher, and it's a big bummer. But the good news is surgery not needed to repair the issue should not impact him for next year, and maybe dreams can happen, and the Rangers can go deep into October, and here comes Nathan Eovaldi. But done for the regular season, rotator cuff strain, no surgery needed. And we hope, we'll see Nasty Nate again next year and everything's looking good. Did just see this as well. Chris Young said the Rangers would also look extremely hard at arms to replace Evo in the rotation for the remainder of the year. The Pirates just DFA'd our buddy Andrew Heaney today.
Okay.
So maybe the Rangers could bring back the lefty Andrew Heaney. Obviously loved it here, was a World Series winner. And maybe that's somebody that could come in and end up eating some innings here as we go ahead and ride out the last month or so of the season.
One of the funniest guys on the team, one of the ministers of vibes on the team. I'd say, you know, bringing back Andrew Heaney makes a lot of sense, although I would be surprised, Woolchuck, if they're willing to spend any amount of money. I think at this point, it's more likely that the Rangers begin to DFA players and allow other teams to pick off their valuable guys.
Yeah, that could happen. And look, I mean, you don't have John Gray anymore to deal with. And if they do shut down DeGrom, then hey, I mean, Kumar Rocker, you could elevate him. Do they have anybody else in the farm that they want to get some look? In fact, Kylie McDaniel of ESPN updated the farm rankings on ESPN. And the Mets are at number one. They jumped up from their preseason ranking at 9 all the way up to number one in the MLB system rankings. Where are your Texas Rangers? Well, they're not in the top 10. In fact, you got to scroll real far down to number 17, and they dropped a spot from where they started earlier in the season. Rangers have held their position, graduating Rocker and Leiter this season, but also having those holes filled by rising prospects like Devin Fitzgerald and Caden Scarborough, along with recent draft class Gavin Fien, who's playing now, Josh Owens and A.J. Russell. They have injured players Alejandro Rosario and Winston Santos, who should return to the field, and an intriguing international signee position player group, y'all friend Castillo, Yermy Cabrera, and Elorki Rodriguez, giving their system some upward mobility. So,
what was that name, Elorki?
Elorki Rodriguez,
Elorki.
Yeah.
Elorki. All right, all must be a family name.
Yeah, it runs in the family, the Elorkis. But at 17, that's definitely a bummer. That's why we were here at the deadline. Like, the Rangers might not have the farm to really be able to acquire some of these heavy bats because they've got to kind of regroup and repair that thing. And hopefully guys like A.J. Russell, who they just drafted, got him in the second round of Tennessee. If it weren't for the injury, could have been a first-round pick. So
yeah.
Maybe they can fast-track some of these guys.
It's not good. And you could look at Sebastian Walcott. He's having just an average year in Double-A. You know, he does not appear to be on a trajectory where he's going to make a big leap before, you know, he gets more mature. I think with Eovaldi, there is a secondary storyline along with the disappointment and, you know, the hopes for 2026 that come into focus here. It's just the fact that every year since 2021, since 2016, since the Tommy John year, he has been on the injured list every single year. And, you know, 23, it was a forearm strain. He was out for 6 weeks. 24, it was the right groin tightness on the injured list. And then now this year, it was triceps, back injury, and shoulder. You know, it's tough, and we obviously have experience with Scherzer from the last couple of years. At some point, you hit an age where it's just a matter of time once you come back. Is it a month? Is it 6 weeks? Is it 2 months? But I think it's going to be a bumpy ride, and you trust this training staff and the front office to manage it right. But I don't know how good we can feel about Eovaldi's durability as we go into 2026 either, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it preseason this year. Like, he had the velocity last year was an issue. I think there's going to be an IL stint that you're just going to have to build into your preparations of your rotation that you just know inevitably Eovaldi's going to have to be shut down and he'll have to have a 10-day IL or 15-day IL stint at some point during the season. That's just kind of where he is at this point in his career. And that's okay. I mean, you still had 22 starts from him, and if he ended up having to pitch the remainder of the season, what, he would have gotten up to 26 starts or so? I'll take that. I mean, absolutely, I'll take that. But yes, the likelihood of him being able to sustain health throughout an entire 162-game season, even DeGrom, I'm pretty stunned at what he's been able to do.
Yeah, and it's great that the Rangers have, you know, established pretty dang good depth. Before too long, Cody Bradford's going to be on the comeback trail.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the young guys they have down there, but Rocker and Leiter, I mean, you can have five next year. You already are set there, and that's, you know, without even maybe bringing back Merrill Kelly.
Rangers are going to kick off their schedule next year with all but one of nine World Cup games in AT&T Stadium in this three-week stretch beginning June 14th. The Rangers are going to spend the majority of that time on the road. So you look ahead to 2026, that month of June, they're going to spend away from Arlington because you're going to have a lot going on here with AT&T Stadium hosting World Cup games on the 14th of June, the 17th, all the way through really mid-July, that entire month. Rangers are not going to play at Globe Life Field on the same date as any of those games. So if you're worried about like traffic next year, hey, Rangers aren't going to be at home, which is really, really smart for Major League Baseball for doing that. Now, March 28th at Philadelphia, they're going to open up the season for the first time. It'll be a NL East team that they're going to be playing against. So we've had Philadelphia here, but we're going to be going to Philly on March 28th. Home opener against Cincinnati will be scheduled on April 3rd. Other key moments of the schedule, courtesy of the Dallas Morning News, Rangers are going to be done with the AL West opponents even earlier than this year. They're not going to have a ton of ability to gain ground when it comes to head-to-head. Rangers are going to finish the AL West schedule September 10th next season, and they'll play outside the division for their last 15 games. They close the season September 27th at Minnesota. So if this thing ends up being a tight pennant race, you're not going to really be able to have your matchups versus Seattle or Houston, and I don't think the A's and the Angels really be competing, but you never know what's going to happen in the offseason. But you'll have to make sure you get your wins versus them prior to September, because you're going to be playing out of the division to finish up the season.
But that's not right. I think you should close the last couple of weeks with division. And can we hold off interleague play beyond the opening couple of series of the season? Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, you're finishing off with the Mets are in there, Boston, and then on the road against Minnesota. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I like the interleague matchups early in the season, and let's go ahead and just push all those division matchups into September. Keep those common opponents.
Sounds good to me, Wolchuk. Thank you so much for that proper round tripper. It's in the books, and pregame is now 19 minutes away here on your home of the Rangers. Biggest things the Cowboys did as they cut down to 53 this afternoon, and some players becoming available across football. It's coming up next year in the G-Bag.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Rangers pregame's coming up in 10 minutes. Big day for the Cowboys. Cut it, their roster down to 53 players. We have the most relevant talking points right here for you. Then we'll hand you off to Rangers pregame. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Did they end up losing any players that you can say, wow, I can't believe they kept Mozzie and Scooney instead of this guy? Did we get clear of all that, Brian? You think there were any major mistakes made on behalf of Mozzie?
I was just really worried about the thing when it broke down with Winfrey.
Yeah.
You know, I was
once
just,
we got clarification man, on that, though,
morning,
or you got...
No, yeah. Once this, I mean, this morning I'd heard that, you know, and I sent you guys a text message, I believe.
Yeah, you
this
did?
Morning, I'm like, hey, they you know, it sounds like Houston and Winfrey are going to be on. Everybody's like, oh, cool, great. And then that news from Calvin Watkins went down, and I was like really confused. But no, the fact that they were able to move on, you know, from Awesome Richards, I think that you know, Shotty said it himself. This was probably a player that was going to be released. The fact that they picked up a pick from the Saints, a 6th round pick, they flip a 7 back to him. So Saints get the player and a 7, but you get a 6. And I said this earlier, this is a team in the Saints that could be really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so, 6 for the Saints, if it say it's the top of the 6th round, well, that's almost like a late 5.
You're moving up a round and a half there.
Yeah, and so that's a big play if you can, you know, you got the Saints pick and then your pick in that round. You could do some really good work with some 5th round picks.
You know, we don't scout them up quite like you do, Brian, but watching Winfrey, it was just clear guy has something. The violence, yeah. Well, the first step. He might be their second best defensive tackle.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, he was playing at a level, and I was just watching practice, as we all were, and I was thinking, like, man, this guy, this 99, keeps showing up. And, you know, and you see see Solomon Thomas, who had a really good camp of practices. We didn't really get to see him play any games. And then Osa, he was one of the better, like, 3 techniques. It was playing, and you're like going, man, can they play him at 1 or they play him at 3? And at Oklahoma, he played like a 0 technique nose at his size, where he just lined up head up, and you could tell the 2-gap ability. And I always talk about the 2-gap, when the ability to look inside, look outside, but control. He did in the game the other day, against the Falcons, where he grabs the center, and the ball ends up cutting the other way. And he throws the center away, but then their linebacker's there to step up. So just by him playing with some power at the point, made the back have to make a decision, which went right into the linebacker.
Yeah, you know, it would have been very frustrating to lose
Barron,
that
guy. Barron makes the tackle right there because of his ability to hold and extend at the point of attack. But it would have been, I could say, I went on, you heard.
Yeah.
I went on a rant about,
well, Wooly yeah. was going off on Cowboys Twitter as well. Yeah. You know, that would have been one that would have been tough to stomach losing him.
Yeah.
James Houston made the team as well.
James Houston made the team, and you know, and we talked about this during the week that would be a that would be possible of keeping 11 defensive linemen and 9 offensive linemen.
Okay, so players out there, the Ravens let go a defensive tackle, Christian Okoye, who's massive. He's raw, but he's super athletic. The Steelers released 3 defensive backs, Beanie Bishop, James Pierre, 2 different corners, a slot, and an outside guy who specializes in special teams. Then I don't know if the Cowboys are looking at safety, but I would be. And Pittsburgh let Chuck Clark go as well. Very versatile safety, good run-stopping guy. So they're shopping to be done. And Shoddy called this period like a second draft, if you can find the right players. Thanks to Lucius and the Pimp Cup, Wolchuk and Chiafalo, of course. And for Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.